理课堂听 class.com。
您将要听到的是澳洲广播电台每周播出一课的旅游业英语教程。您可以在我们的网站 radioaustralia.net.au/MAND 的英语讲座网页中下载先前各课的录音以及其他的文字教材。旅游业英语
English for Tourism
第十八课，在观光渡轮上。
Lesson 18, Out on the Ferry.
各位听众朋友好，欢迎您收听旅游业英语讲座。我是澳大利亚澳洲广播电台中文部的节目主持人马建元。在第十七课中，我们分别学习了如何提醒客人注意安全，如何确认客人是否感到舒适，以及怎样向客人介绍有意思的景点。在接下来的第十八课中，我们将学习向客人推荐食物时的说法，以及在我们错误地理解了客人的意思时，应该如何向客人表示歉意。另外，我们在这一课中还要学习一些旅游业中常用的英语短句。现在让我们一起来听听在观光渡轮上这一课里新的对话。
Here, try this.
What's in it?
It's mooncake.
No, I asked what's in it.
Oh, sorry, I misunderstood. It has walnuts, sesame seeds, and egg yolks in it.
Thanks, Leo. It's delicious.
It's traditional.
Yes, very nice.
请再听一遍，我会将这部分的对话逐句的翻译成中文。
Here, try this.
来，请尝尝这个。
What's in it?
这里面包的是什么？
It's mooncake.
这是月饼。
No, I asked what's in it.
我是问这里包的是什么呀？
Oh, sorry, I misunderstood. It has walnuts, sesame seeds, and egg yolks in it.
哦，对不起，我没听明白您的话。这里面包的有核桃、芝麻和蛋黄。
Thanks, Leo.It's delicious.
谢谢你，利奥，这真好吃。
It's traditional.
这是传统的食品。
Yes, very nice.
还不错。在这段对话中，利奥向杰克和蒙娜推荐了中国的传统食品月饼。请注意听他是怎么说的。
Here, try this.
来，请尝尝这个。这是我们在向客人推荐食品时很常用的一句话。需要特别注意的是，在这种情况下，最好不要说 Here, eat this. 因为这种说法有很强的命令口吻，有些不礼貌。当然，比较正规的说法应该是 Would you like to try this?您想尝尝这个吗？或者是 Would you like to try some of this? 您想尝点这个吗？请听老师的示范并跟着重复。
Here, try this. Here, try this. Would you like to try this? Would you like to try this?Would you like to try some of this? Would you like to try some of this?
您注意到了吗？利奥在这段对话中一度没有听清楚蒙娜的问题。
What's in it?
这里面包的是什么？
It's mooncake.
这是月饼。
No, I asked what's in it.
我是问这里面包的什么呀？
Oh, sorry, I misunderstood.
对不起，我没有听明白您的话。 利奥开始以为蒙娜的问题是 What is it? 这是什么？但其实蒙娜问的是 What's in it? 这里面包的是什么？请注意听，当利奥明白他错误地理解了蒙娜的问题时是如何反应的。
Sorry, I misunderstood.
对不起，我没有听明白您的话。请跟着老师重复利奥的这句话。
Sorry,I misunderstood. Sorry, I misunderstood.
当我们没有明白他人的问话时，我们应该如何回应呢？现在就让我们一起来回顾一下我们曾经学过的几种说法。在以前的课文中，我们学过 Could you repeat that, please? 请重复那句话好吗？另外我们也可以说 Sorry, I didn't catch that. 抱歉，我没有听明白那句话。如果您希望对方慢慢地重复那句话，那么您就可以说 Could you say that slowly, please? 您可以慢慢地重复一遍那句话吗？请跟着老师一起练习这些句子。
Could you repeat that, please?Could you repeat that, please? Could you say that slowly, please? Could you say that slowly, please? Sorry. Sorry, I didn't catch that.
请再听一遍这部分对话的内容，并重复利奥的句子。
Here, try this.
What's in it?
It's mooncake.
No, I asked what's in it.
Oh, sorry, I misunderstood. It has walnuts...sesame seeds and egg yolks in it.
Thanks, Leo. It's delicious.
It's traditional.
Yes, very nice.
各位听众朋友，您现在收听的是澳洲广播电台为您编播制作的旅游业英语。
Lesson 18, Out on the Ferry.
我们现在继续学习第十八课，在观光渡轮上。接下来的对话中，利奥注意到了蒙娜的新帽子。
That's a beautiful hat, Miss White.
Thank you. I bought it yesterday. I'm going to wear it to the Melbourne Cup. Have you heard of that?
Yes, it's a very famous horse race. Careful.
My hat!
There it goes.
That hat cost $200.
Oh, well.
Look over there, Dad. Is that a dolphin in the water?
Men overboard!
No, Mona, that's Leo. He's trying to save your hat.
让我们再听一遍这部分对话。我会在每句话之后将句子翻译成中文。
That's a beautiful hat, Miss White.
怀特女士，这顶帽子很漂亮。
Thank you. I bought it yesterday. I'm going to wear it to the Melbourne Cup. Have you heard of that?
谢谢你，这是我昨天才买的。我准备在参加墨尔本杯赛马会的时候戴这顶帽子。你知道这个赛马会吗？
Yes, it's a very famous horse race.
知道，这是一个很知名的赛马会。
Careful.
小心。
My hat!
哎呀，我的帽子。
There it goes.
糟糕，帽子被吹走了。
That hat cost $200.
这顶帽子花了我200元呢。
Oh well.
算了算了。
有人落水啦 ！Man overboard.
Look over there, Dad. Is that a dolphin in the water?
你看那边，爸爸，水里的是海豚吗？
No, Mona, that's Leo. He's trying to save your hat.
不是蒙娜，那是利奥，他正在捞你的帽子呢。在这里，我要提醒朋友们注意自己的安全了。从这段对话中，我们可以听出来，为了追回蒙娜价值200元的帽子，利奥不顾一切地跳入了海中。我可是不建议大家这样做。请注意，无论在何种情况下，安全总是占第一位的。好，现在让我们跟着英语老师一起来练习一些有用的短句。先请听老师怎样说，然后重复这些句子。
It's traditional. It's a long way from here.It's a very famous horse race.
请再听一遍这段对话的最后一部分，并请在利奥的句子之后跟着重复。
That's a beautiful hat, Miss White.
Thank you. I bought it yesterday. I'm going to wear it to the Melbourne Cup. Have you heard of that?
Yes, it's a very famous horse race. Careful!
My hat!
There it goes.
That hat cost $200.
Oh well.
有人落水啦！Man overboard!
Look over there, Dad. Is that a dolphin in the water?
No, Mona, that's Leo. He's trying to save your hat.
现在让我们把在第十七课和第十八课中学过的对话完整的听一遍。
Just follow me.
Where would you like to sit? Inside or outside?
Where do you recommend?
Outside. There's a much better view.
Watch your step. Be careful of the ropes.
What about here?
This looks fine.
Are you comfortable, Miss White?
Fine, thanks.
Can I get you anything?
I'm right, thanks.
Over there, on the left, you can see the colonial quarter.
And what's that over there?
That's where they have the night market. If you look up there on the right, you can see the botanic gardens. That's where we'll go tonight. We'll have a clear view of the full moon. Here, try this.
What's in it?
It's mooncake.
No, I asked what's in it.
Oh, sorry, I misunderstood.It has walnuts, sesame seeds, and egg yolks in it.
Thanks, Leo. It's delicious.
It's traditional.
Yes, very nice.
That's a beautiful hat, Miss White.
Thank you. I bought it yesterday. I'm going to wear it to the Melbourne Cup. Have you heard of that?
Yes, it's a very famous horse race.Careful.
My hat!
There it goes.
That hat cost $200.
Oh well.
有人落水啦!
Look over there, Dad. Is that a dolphin in the water?
Man overboard!
No, Mona, that's Leo. He's trying to save your hat.
各位听众朋友，在结束第18课的全部内容之前，请您跟着英语老师一起练习下列的短语。
I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I misunderstood. Try this, traditional food. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I misunderstood. Try this, traditional food.
旅游业英语是由澳大利亚规模最大的教授专业英语的多元文化成人教育中心编写。好，第18课的内容到这里就全部结束了。在第19课，在元宵灯会上，我们将开始学习一段全新的对话内容。如果您有时间的话，欢迎您浏览澳洲广播电台的国际互联网网页，我们的网址是 abc.net.au/ra。 澳大利亚维多利亚州多元文化成人教育中心的网址是 ames.net.au。各位听众朋友，我们下次节目时间再会。